105 The Zone, 735. Welcome back. Don't forget, there's still time to see the Titans play at Nissan Stadium. Get your tickets to see them play the Redskins on December 22nd by visiting TitansOnline.com. That's TitansOnline.com. Single game tickets on sale. We don't fear Christopher Martell. In fact, we welcome him in from Fox Sports Tennessee. He joins us now. Chris, what's going on this morning?
Not much, gentlemen. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're good. I want to give you a chance off the top. Exactly. Burr is right. I want to let you pump up your book real quick. I know for those who may be looking for something to buy, a hockey fan on their list.
Yeah, it's technically not really released until January 1st. That's the official release date. I got a whole bunch on pre-order. So those came in, and those are now out now. But it's Tales from the Nashville Predators Locker Room. It's a collection of some of the greatest stories in Predators history, and this includes everything from game operations to Nash to a whole chapter about David Poile. He sat down with me for a little while, and we was able to get a really good chapter on him. Shea Weber, Ryan Suter, all these guys are a part of it, and it details. It's not really I wouldn't say it's a historical approach to the Predators, but more of, I guess, some of the biggest stories that I was able to discern from my time watching this team and just kind of going through and I guess figuring out some of the best stories that I could tell.
Oh, man, Chris, man, I have to pull your leg, man. You didn't mention that you have Mark in the book.
Well, you know.
You wanted the book to sell.
Mark's in the photo section.
He had a cameo appearance. I know. Right. But,
well, what about this team? You come off a road trip where they gave up 10 goals and lost two games. How did they turn it around tonight against Ottawa?
Well, they don't need to be giving up 10 goals or five for that matter. That'd be a good start for the Predators. I think defensively, that needs to be one of their biggest concerns, is that they need to just kind of lock down what they're doing on the defensive front. They're giving away too many really good scoring chances against, and it's kind of put them in a hole early. I think when you look at both games against Calgary and Vancouver, of course, Calgary takes a 1-0 lead extremely early in that game, and Nashville's behind the eight ball after that. But against Vancouver, it was 2-0 at the end of the first period. It was 4-1 after two. It's just Nashville can't get behind that eight ball. This season, they have been the team that has been more successful when they get the lead to begin with than opposed to having to fight from behind. So obviously I know it's a little bit better when playing with a lead as opposed to trying to come back from a deficit. But at the same time, the Predators, with all the injuries they have got to find a way to take advantage of an Ottawa Senators team that is probably not the best iteration the Senators have brought into the NHL.
Our guest is Christopher Martell, Fox Sports Tennessee. And also, you can hear him right here on The Zone as part of the neutral zone.
You talked about the injuries, I guess, a little bit. How much has that tested, the depth of the team and really kind of affected the team chemistry moving forward with some of these losses?
Well, I mean, three of Nashville's top 10 scorers are out of play right now. Mm. There's a potential for getting Kyle Turris back here soon. I guess I thought that TK Subban would have maybe perchance been back after the road trip. However, he's not even back on the ice. And now Austin Watson, who just served an 18-game suspension, he's been back for, I think, 12 games now. He is out with his walking boot on his foot. So, I mean, it's, I would make a joke about how they're dropping like flies, but it's really not funny at this point, you know. Forsberg, Arvidsson, Turris, Subban, now Watson. One of the things that I thought when all these injuries began is that Nashville's depth is going to be really tested. And if they could not find a way to really overcome this adversity, they could find themselves in a position that they don't really want to find themselves in come January, mid-February, to where they're battling for more of a playoff spot than they are right now. I mean, right now it's not really an issue. They're still, you know, largely in control of their own destiny. They're still first in the Central Division, tied with Colorado, 1 point above Winnipeg and 4 points ahead of Dallas. But at the same time, they're 2-2 in their last four games. And the only convincing wins were the ones at home. The two road games were both multi-goal losses. They've got three at home this week. They have four on the road next week, and I think they're going to have to at least win four to five of those for me to have some semblance of confidence going into the rest of the season, or at least the rest of the month.
Chris, you know, most people regard the Preds as having, if not the best D-core in the league, you know, one of the top two or three. But, boy, I'll tell you what, defensive coverage, you know, in their own zone has not been very good, especially, you know, over the past 10 games, I'd say. But also offensively, you know, usually they get a lot of offense from their defensemen, and it's down a little bit. It's not, you know, precipitously down, but with all these injuries, you know, we're not getting that secondary scoring from the defensemen that we usually see.
No, and you're really not. But at the same, I mean, you look at what Nashville's done scoring-wise, and I think one of the things that stands out is of their top five scorers, two are on the injury list, Forsberg and Tiras. And then Josi and Ekholm are numbers three and four, with Johansson being number one. But outside of Josi and Ekholm scoring, I mean, Ryan Ellis, yeah, while he scored a couple of big goals lately, has been offensively kind of a disappointment this season so far. Subban is, of course, injured. And I don't really know if you can really expect to receive any kind of offense from Irwin, Hamus, Boteto, or Weber for that matter. So you're really relying on the top four to really kind of bolster that offensive defense that Nashville fans, and of course, I believe their, you know, their coaches as well, have grown to be accustomed to. And it's just not been there lately. You know, Nashville has one of the best top four defense in the league. There's zero question about that. And they're holding opponents to roughly 28, 29 shots on goal a game, which is fourth best in the league. But at the same time, they're allowing a number of high danger chances, especially lately, against their goaltenders. And luckily, Pecorino is having another Vezina-worthy season this year, which is just fantastic for them. However, UC Saros is going to need to play a little bit above what he's doing right now to make sure that goaltending-wise, whatever kind of chances that Nashville is allowing, especially defensively, that they're going to be able to stop these. I mean, right now, Rene, of course, is, I have no problems watching him play. It's just Saros makes me a little concerned right now with his abilities right now.
Christopher Martel has been our guest from Fox, Tennessee, and, of course, the Neutral Zone right here on 104.5 The Zone. Chris, appreciate the time this morning. All the best with the book. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a great day.
All right, you do the same.
In the nicest way possible, he said I wasn't in the book.
No, oh, I was a little surprised,
which is fine.
Maybe you were in the original version, just didn't.
Yeah, I got cut out by the editor.
As much as you've been involved with the Predators,
okay.
in different capacities.
Nothing but love to Christopher and wish him well on this deal that he worked very hard for.
Yeah, it's called Tales from the Nashville Predators Locker Room.
Yes,
he and John Glennon have dueling books out.
Oh yeah, so Glennon, maybe get Glennon on. Talk about that.
All right. Coming up, a change in Oakland involving a VFL, how it all went down in just a moment here on The Zone. Stay with us, the Wake Up Zone. If you'd like to join us, 615-737-1045. Let's hear about Wilson County Hyundai, Mark, if you don't mind.
Exactly. Payne Bone and his staff, as usual, making the magic at 1310 West Main Street in Lebanon off exit 236 off Highway 40. At Wilson County Hyundai, they have great deals on all remaining 2018 models in stock. But hurry up, these deals won't last long, and they won't be beat on price. And you'll like buying a car at Wilson County Hyundai because they treat customers like family. Wilson County Hyundai has been recognized with the Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Ethical Commerce, and Wilson County Hyundai also has an award-winning service department that works on all makes and models and is open on Saturday. And their goal is always to leave you with a car that is in as good a shape as the day you bought it. Also, be sure to ask for your Payne discount. And Wilson County Hyundai offers peace of mind, too. Every purchase comes with the best warranty in America, 10 years or 100,000 miles, and Hyundai Assurance, and the Wilson County Motors Bone Family Tradition since 1927. Wilson County Hyundai, great people, great deals, fantastic service, and nearby love.